Good morning, Monday the 11th. Another nice winner last night. It was a minimum two-leg parlay, but should have been a three-leg parlay if you jumped in on with the Edmonton side of it. If you listened early enough, it had to have been really early, like right when it came out, you could have had three legs at about plus 245 for one unit, so winning 2.45 units. But you probably didn't get that, so you still would have been plus money because you could have added Edmonton at any point, and the other two by themselves were plus money. All right, but that's ancient history. Just nice to mention that. They were kind of on a bit of a roll here with these parlays. And today, the parlay is on the court in the senior circuit, the NBA. We do have college plays, and we have NHL plays at our Patreon page, Score Projections page over there. But for this podcast, there's not a lot of NBA games to look at, but we do find one that looks good. Boston visiting Portland. Like the over on this, the over the total on this. The line is in that 217, 217 and a half range. Obviously, if you take it, you want 217. But again, this is about parlays. And this parlay happens to work in a strategy that's worked for us. It just worked yesterday, where we liked an over in a game, but we wanted a little bit of cushion if we could. And that game was the Oklahoma City side. And the line was over 219. We liked the over 219, but wanted a little bit of a cushion. So we took a parlay with Oklahoma City to win. Just win. And they were huge favorites. But that gave us about a four-point cushion. We were able to get Oklahoma City and the score, total score, over 215.5. And that came in real handy, because if we'd have gone over 219, 219 and a half on its own, we would have lost. We ended up with a win. So we did make it over 215 and a half. So that little bit of an addition, making it a parlay, a same game parlay, became a one unit winner for us. Now that wasn't on the podcast. As you know, that was hockey and we crushed that. But we got this one too for our patrons. This is the same strategy and in its exact same situation, where we want the over and we would like over 217, but we're going to take Boston to win on the money line, just win, and we're going to get that at over 212.5 at minus 109. Now that best price was at Caesars. There's several of them that are at, I don't think I saw any 110s or anything less other than Caesars. There was several 111s, which isn't the end of the world, but you can't win every bet, so when you do lose, you want to lose the least amount of money, because we're risking 1.09 to win one here. It's not a plus money parlay, as they've been frequently with these boosts and things that we've used. But Boston to win the game to go over 212.5 is minus 109 at Caesars for one unit. Now, what's the basic strategy? We'll keep it quick. Again, I think it's Boston 119, Portland 107. All right, so I do like Boston to win pretty easily. And I certainly like over 212.5 because I like over 217 as well. If you're rounding it, it's 119 to 107 at 226. That's a pretty clean cover there. There's a lower scenario, though, where you could look at, I think 217 is the lowest score this game gets to, 217. However you want to average that out, where Boston's around a 10 to 12 point favorite, so you can do your own math on then how it average out to get to 217. But we're not going to worry about that because that's the low side of it. The high side of it, though, does have a lot of cushion on that. You're looking at close to you're looking about 240. And then you're stretching it up to maybe a Boston 15-point win. So let's just say it's a 10-point Boston win if we're at 217 and a 15-point Boston win at 240. But the bell curve on that, again, the low scenario is the 217, and we just need to go over 212.5. And there's no scenarios that I see that Portland wins. It doesn't mean that they can't. Again, I kind of overuse this statement, but my crystal ball is only 100% accurate after the game is played, because no one can just sit here and there's no time machines that allow you to go in and figure out what these things are. But all things considered, I don't think that Portland gets higher than, say, 112 points. And I don't think Boston really gets lower than 114. So Boston's winning this game, and the game's going over, but we're taking the cushion of 212.5. So again, just to repeat, and we'll call it a day, Boston wins the game over 212.5. Same game parlay, one unit. Best of luck. Let's crank it.